Hey, bad friends, I'm on tour. Come see me this weekend. I'm going to be in Florida at Fort Lauderdale. Go to AndrewSantino.com. And also New Year's Eve, I'm going to be in Phoenix doing New Year's shows. And then all next year, I'm everywhere. Go to AndrewSantino.com, AndrewSantino.com for those tickets.
Hey, guys, I'm Steve. What's going on? It's really good to be here and, you know.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
You two are something.
We're bad friends.
Hey, Andrew, you want to see Judas?
Hold on, bro.
Right here, boy.
Southern Bros in the building.
Yeah. Black Judas, boy.
Hold on, bro.
Look at this, boy. Look at the photo.
Hey, man.
Oh, I've never seen his face like that. Holy shit. That was real anger.
Hey,
oh, that was a pure rage washing over his face. This is insane, dude.
They were like, Bobby and Tino are going to love this. Come through. And I said, you know what?
No, we're not. We're not.
What is this? We're going to love. I don't love this shit.
Yeah, I don't love it either.
Dude, they're biting off of our shit. Now it's whack.
It's whack to you?
Talking to the mic, Doc.
I thought you were a pro, Doc.
It's whack, man. I thought it was good.
No, dude. What it is.
Okay.
Is.
Time. What is this?
Shakespearean. It's Shakespearean betrayal. Yeah.
This is betrayal.
It's betrayal.
Yeah.
Look at all these
little knives on our backs. We're doing a Scissor Brothers. We have to put the stuff on.
What is this?
It's Scissor Brothers clothes.
Yeah. Oh, is this Jeremiah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Motherfucker too.
You remember?
Right.
Okay. Nice. You remember?
Is this brand new? This
yes.
This is.
Yep.
Do we have to wear the shirts?
What shirt is that?
I don't know why. What is that? Do I get an instrument?
Straight up, do you know what this is called? You don't know, do you?
Recorder.
Wow.
I used to play it.
Can you rip?
No.
You have an accordion in front of you.
Oh. I have an accordion in front of you.
You have an accordion in front of you.
Careful.
I love Doc, yeah. He's gay.
Whoa. That ain't.
That's really good.
Pretty good. That was my first time.
Yeah, that actually was pretty good.
Wait.
The lyrics.
My friend, Doc, he gay.
Really good.
Yeah. I've been proving.
All right,
every time I do it,
let's hear mine.
You come up with a riff.
Ready?
Yeah.
Rudy. That's it.
You know, I want to be supportive. I want to be supportive. That's a very good premise, a beginning.
Hold on. Okay. Rudy. Doc. Fancy. Oh. And then George. And then Pete. Fuck this. I don't like
this. Bro, if you were an Indian dude,
yeah,
snake would not come out of the phone. They would just be like, because that song sucks. He'd just be just, yeah.
He's like, what's he playing?
Yeah. I'm not going to do my little thing.
This is for the... No, I don't want to talk. Why
I don't
want to
do this.
Why are we promoting these guys?
I know. Fuck this shit, man.
Holy
fuck
fellas.
These guys.
That's exactly what I was saying.
I don't like this, dude.
Okay.
This is giving this show more attention, these guys, and they don't deserve it. Look at this fucking shirt.
What?
Look at his fucking
shirt. Oh, my fucking God. You poured the fucking shirt.
There's nothing wrong with this, fellas.
Yeah.
We're connected.
No. What does it say on the back?
Dude.
Traitor?
Just leave.
You know what it's like, dude?
Those guys
it's
have
like
jersey?
A Manchester United team,
yeah.
Like Cristiano
Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo walking into the Old Trafford training room,
right,
with a fucking Manchester City sweatshirt.
That's Man City.
You know
that's
what they would
have
done? They would fucking burn him alive.
Wow.
They would burn him alive in Old Trafford, and no one would ever talk to him about it again.
Y'all want to burn me?
No, we don't want to burn you because of the climate, because of the culture.
Okay.
The culture shifted. So
what it is.
If this happened 8 years ago, you would have been burned, bro.
Fuck.
Just burned.
Fuck.
Hot doc.
Hot, yeah.
Hot doc.
Fuck. Hot doc.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that these are changed.
All right, so real quick, bro. Mm-hmm. Take that off.
Oh, you really want me to take? Okay.
100%, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's get up out of this
right
away.
I want you to take that.
Yeah, take that off.
Who, did they give that to you?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
You know who they bet that from? dumbfounded. You know how he has this Koreatown fucking sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Hey, it's nice.
Though. Here, put Doc, put it's this nice, on instead. Says. That's you're Jeremiah today.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me that jersey real fast.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I won't destroy it. I won't destroy it. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Be right back.
Hey guys, I'm Steve. I own 47, but I act like I'm 12.
Are you tired, Rudy?
No.
You're rubbing your eyes.
Well, Rudy's done a little change because what happened to Rudy last night is she left the house at night. She came back a different person. Where did she go, you ask? She went to the Harry Styles concert.
Oh, my God. To H. Styles?
Yeah?
Yeah. How cutie patootie is he?
He's so amazing, magical, perfect.
Okay.
I love him so much.
I know.
What's one of his songs?
What do you mean? I'm sorry, by the way. Never coming back out. Can't you see if things just stay the same? Na 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 na.
Is this a hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Na 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 na. Wait, the lyrics were so bad. What? Say it. Don't sing it. Just say.
What do you mean? I'm sorry, by the way. Never coming back down. Can't you see?
You're still singing it?
Yeah, you can't. You just talk it. Just talk it.
But I want to sing it.
All right.
You know what? I'd love to hear another one. Let's hear another
one. Yeah, hear another Harry Styles song.
Watermelon sugar high.
That song
watermelon
I like.
Sugar, high. Watermelon sugar high.
Watermelon sugar high. Watermelon sugar doc high.
We have Tammy Faye Baker in the room. Back from the dead. My God. Dude, if he had a Sunday morning church service on TV, right? He wouldn't get a lot of followers, maybe 8.
I'd be there.
But those 8
yeah.
would die for him.
Let me hear what you have to say to us.
Yeah,
preach.
Yeah. Preacher.
Preach.
Preacher. Peter Dog,
I have come to unite the public. I am somebody special. Love me or hate me, I love my goddamn self. And tonight,
is this Peter a narcissist?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
This is how I'm supposed to. I'm supposed.
Yeah,
to.
But preachers don't gloat like I'm the best preacher in the world. I mean,
oh, they don't.
No,
oh, they
no.
talk about, oh, they talk about humble. Jesus a little bit.
You're supposed to be humble and talk about God or Lord.
Yeah, start over. Start okay, over. Start over.
Okay, tonight. We're going to talk about the Lord. Then after that, we talk about me. Now,
oh.
God is good.
God is good.
But I'm great.
Yeah, he is
amen.
Again.
Can I get selfish, amen?
He's a selfish preacher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, this is for the Scissor right, Bros. Well,
yeah. No, don't do that.
Don't do it. Tino, don't do it. They love
don't do,
you,
don't do it, dude. Don't do
don't
it. Don't do
it.
That would, don't. It's my brother. Don't do it.
I don't care.
Yeah, you do.
Dude,
yeah, I want you to do it. I want you
so
to do
bad.
It. I want to do it so bad too.
Because we're out of this studio. I want to light this whole thing on fire.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that my brother is very sensitive, and if you want to start a real war with him, that's not good for us.
We would beat him.
I know, but I don't want him to die.
I know what it means.
I know we would be able to defeat them.
I won't burn this because I know that's one of 6 shirts Doc owns.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm JK and Doc Dog. I know you got more than that.
Yeah,
anyway, so
watermelon sugar high. What's watermelon sugar? Is that I thought that was talking about?
They say
it's punani, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's about punani.
Yeah,
it's punani juice. That's what watermelon sugar is.
Yeah, I've never.
Do you know that? That's punani.
First of all, I've never eaten a pussy and thought watermelon.
Let's ask Doc.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't you can't ask the black guy if he likes watermelon.
I didn't.
I think you did. I think you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So let me ask you something. When you're listening to Watermelon Sugar High, Doc, in your car, right?
Okay.
What happened? Does your dick get hard or does your mouth water?
My dick gets hard because bombshell. I don't like watermelon.
What?
Yeah, I don't like.
He's just blowing my mind.
Man, you don't like watermelon at all.
Like
I love
you
watermelon.
You know what, Doc?
It makes me sick to my stomach.
I'm glad you said that because I hate rice.
I hate it.
You hate my joke.
I hate it. So you don't like?
That's
how about
so funny?
And let's, I don't want to get we get stereotypical on the show.
We can ask at the same time. One, two, three. Do you like fried chicken? What? What was I?
I didn't
say anything.
You said fried chicken.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I said, do you like fries?
Yeah, I'm
fries,
not even willing.
French
I started fries. Sweating when you said, do you like?
I said French fries.
I mean,
do you like? Do you?
I love it.
Do you like fried chicken?
Love fried chicken.
You have to be evil not to like fried chicken. Like,
right.
I love it with a passion.
Dude, watermelon is the greatest fruit ever invented.
How do you not like watermelon?
How do you not like it?
I don't like it. It just don't taste good. But if you put a little bit of chile on there and some lemon juice, shout out to East LA. Yeah, it's good that way, bro. You don't fucking, hey, that's
You're
how
talking
we
about
do.
Tahin. You're talking about tahin, right?
Tahin, right.
Yeah, tahin is good as fuck.
Put that on there a little bit.
Have you never had a fruit cart from the side of the road?
I refuse.
What?
Yeah.
Bob.
I refuse.
Bob, watermelon with fresh tahini on it.
Can't do it.
It's fresh cut up pineapple and watermelon.
Is it fresh?
They cut it right there in front of you.
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay, we need to
do it. But it's not like prepackaged.
No, they cut it right in front
of you. My bad.
Mango, pineapple, watermelon, and then.
Let me ask you another thing. So what's the stereotype? The stereotype is black people like.
Can't swim.
I never even heard of that before.
Can't swim?
I have, but I haven't. I have, but I haven't.
Okay, serious? Let's go through all the stereotypes of all
Let's
of us.
Go through stereotypes of all races.
All right, so we'll start with Doc.
With the ones that are in the room.
Okay.
You're right. Let's the ones in the room, I feel like we can do it because we need somebody to defend themselves.
Correct.
All right, so let's go with black first because we're already on the topic of right?
Doc doesn't like watermelon.
That's crazy. Never heard of that before.
Does like fried chicken.
Loves it.
Love it.
Can swim?
Can swim.
No.
Wait, how good?
I'm good. Maybe half a pool. You know what I'm saying?
All right, but let me ask. If,
what happens when you get to the halfway point of the pool?
He drowns.
It's over.
You drown.
Hey, he falls to the bottom.
So you can't swim.
He falls to the bottom.
Like, man, you know, I'm doing a good job.
Yeah. He just drops to the bottom.
Yeah.
At least it's the effort, though.
Let me ask you this, Doc. So if Andrew and I had a boat, and we're like, hey, let's go sailing. Deep sea sailing. Yeah, deep sailing. Deep sea sailing. Fishing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come, we threw you overboard as a joke, mm-hmm. right?
Funny.
How
joke.
Long would you be able to stay out there alive, you think?
About a half a pool, like I told you.
So no, that's not.
There's no way.
He's talking about how long could you tread water for?
Oh, tread water? Good. Maybe about a good 35 seconds or something like that.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out.
Like a stone.
You get cramps from treading.
You can't tread water for 35 seconds.
Yeah, you're dead.
You're a dead. You would have been the first one to die on the Titanic.
Who could tread water?
Right?
Yeah, probably.
You don't know.
Andrew and I could wade in the ocean for at least 6 hours before I die.
You float.
Get the fuck out of here.
He floats.
Yeah.
6 hours.
He's floating. He's got
I'm
good
a floater,
hey, bro, we got to do this at a pool. I got to see that shit.
It's amazing. He floats.
I'm not going to do 6 hours of. I got shit to do, man.
Don't say it. Well,
we're going to go to a fucking
Bobby.
Public pool.
Well, don't
you're
going to
put
it,
me in the fucking deep end and go, let's see.
You can't do it, Bobby.
He does speak so mouthy.
But he looks like a preacher right now. When he's like,
it's the outfit, I think. Did you go to the Harry Styles concert, too? That's what it feels like. Yeah.
So are you have wine in that thing again?
How did you know?
Because I can smell it.
Wait, were you drinking on the job?
Right. All right, so the other one was no dad.
I had a dad.
But
he was there.
Don't bring up the dad? We talked about it. Don't bring it up, maybe?
We all got dad problems.
Yeah, but ours weren't, in a cellar?
Mine was in prison. So that's kind of mine was in a cellar.
Yeah, all right, good.
Well, your dad's in prison?
Yeah.
Real talk.
High five about? Okay, let's move on.
That's connection right
in
there.
In black culture, it is.
It is?
Well, you got to know somebody in jail if you're black.
Yeah, I saw something.
Do you know somebody in jail right now?
100%.
Told you.
Yeah, I don't know
right
anybody.
Now,
do you know?
That time.
Except for your dad.
Do I know?
Love you,
he's not in jail anymore. Love you, Jamal.
Jamal.
He goes, love you, Jamal.
Who's Jamal? Who's Jamal?
What is he in for? Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
What
Let's
murder?
Just say he's doing
what?
87.
Well, oh,
he
gets
87 years.
Patrol. He's eligible for parole in 87 years.
Can I tell you what he did? He had like a dime bag of weed. It's terrible.
Probably some stupid.
Awful.
Wish it was.
Well, it was murder. It was something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh.
Life was rolling hard on him.
Well, so anyway, so.
That's fucked up.
You can swim, so that's broken, right? You hate watermelon.
Y-M-C-A.
That stereotype is broken. Okay.
I have one.
What is it?
What is
shit. I don't know.
BBC.
Big black cock.
Hold on, somebody's BBC? On
Big
porn
black
hub.
Cock.
What the fuck? Really?
Stop for a second.
Everyone stop talking.
Stop talking for a second. Well, how the fuck do you know what BBC means?
I just know.
She does just know.
I don't know.
Big black.
I know now, right? But I didn't know.
But wait a minute. You don't know if he has a BBC or not. You better not know.
I don't know. It's just a stereotype.
Okay, 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 right, okay. Yeah. But you said it a little too like you're sure.
Let me ask you this, Jules. And this is, and Doc's not going to be offended. And I want an answer from you, an honest answer. Do you think that he has a BBC? Yeah.
Exactly. Said,
no.
She said maybe.
There's no way.
Standard.
Oh, you have a
not
standard.
Not a BBC. Standard a, cock, bro. Just yeah. walking right. around here in okay. my standard, you know what I'm saying?
You know what that is? An SIBC?
Yeah.
A standard issued black cock?
Yeah. I think that's something I would ask if once I was about to get fucked in the ass. I would turn around and go, is it standard?
You go, advanced. You're like,
oh
shit.
Fuck.
It's advanced. Fuck.
It's from the future. Oh, fuck.
All right, is there any other stereotypes that you know, Rudy?
That's it.
All right, let's do Bobby.
Asian, Korean specifically?
I think Asians. You got to take Asians.
Oh, go ahead. I can defend it.
Well, because you and her are going to have some overlap.
Why?
Well, you're both Asian.
Right, but from different parts.
I know, but there's the dog thing is the dog thing.
What dog thing? I don't know the dog thing.
That you
we love them?
That you eat them.
No, no.
You
no.
do?
Me specifically?
Do your people.
That's true.
Your people. My... You people, you people love dogs. Yeah. Traditionally, your people like dogs.
But I have to argue, though, that poor white people eat shit like squirrels and snakes and shit, right?
100% true. Raccoon, we're going to get to whites
raccoon.
In a minute.
All right, my bad. Raccoon.
Yeah, they chow down on some raccoon, bro.
And do you...
But he's Italian, though. He's not...
And Irish. I got both.
Oh, you got... Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, he's fucking white.
White.
No, but it's...
he's white.
Italian's a little different, bro. They're not... They're like
what
is the,
he going to say? Go
I think they're like the black people of white people, but that's right. just, I'm not, I don't know.
That's right, Doc.
Would that be correct or not?
Yeah. I think okay. Yeah, you're correct.
Okay, let's go to Asians.
You don't like dog.
That's a problem. Shattered.
You like dog. She likes the taste of dog.
Not eating them.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
The way you responded.
I love dogs. I care for dogs, but not eat dogs.
Say, I don't eat dogs. Say that.
I don't eat dogs.
All right. Can we edit that to just plank out the don't part?
I'd eat dogs.
I'd eat dogs.
You hate rice.
No, I actually do.
You Who love doesn't,
Everyone loves rice.
White or brown?
I'm more of a white guy. But I fuck with purple. What? Have you had purple rice?
I like purple rice.
Do you like purple rice?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. With the little beans in it?
I thought for a second you were referring to, you were using rice as a metaphor for other shit.
Like what?
I thought you like purple. You're saying you're talking about purples.
Okay.
Because Asians have purples.
Dark purples.
Dark purples.
Yeah.
But you prefer white rice over brown rice.
Wait a minute.
I think.
How do you like your rice?
My taste for rice.
Brown.
You like your rice brown? Yeah, he would like see.
Yeah.
Look, I've had brown rice.
Oh my God, what are you talking?
The problem is.
What's the problem?
I think white is just better.
In terms of rice, yes.
I'm talking about rice.
Not healthier.
Yes. In terms of rice, they're superior.
Not healthier.
White rice is the most superior.
They were born superior.
Superior.
Not healthier.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true.
No,
yeah.
White rice isn't healthier for you.
How much is it? I think he's drinking more.
He is.
When did you start drinking, Doc?
I've been drinking. Y'all just remember when I used to park our cars, I was drinking.
He was boozing the whole time in the parking lot of the Comedy Store. I'm dead serious. One time I did actually smell on Doc's breath, and I was like, man, is this he drinking? I thought, there's
no chance.
You know
what it was? And remember when Eric was the general manager, he told me to stop having a glass of wine when I was parking cars because I would always walk car to car with the glass. And people, I would come to your cars with the glass.
Imagine a valet or anyone parking your car has a glass of wine.
With wine.
Yeah. I'd be like, no, I'll park it myself.
But hide a beer. He's got a glass of wine. He's swirling it.
Yeah. Oh, insane. Yeah. I'm not going to leave the keys there.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Oh, no, leave it. Yeah, I'll back it in. No, I'll back it in.
Yeah, this shit's nutty.
Right? Oh, man, y'all should see the tannins in this motherfucker.
I was never drunk parking your car.
I know, but when you wake up in the this morning when you woke up, Doc, when you woke up this morning, is that like an orange juice for you? Like you drink alcohol? Or
No. This is my
when the sun goes down.
2 to 3, maybe 4 in the evening.
Wait, what?
Glasses.
Time? Oh, what?
Glasses. You know, that's like a bottle. 5 ounces.
That's a bottle of wine.
A little bit. Not every day, though.
Every other day?
Yeah, something like every 3, 4, 5 days.
He's a fucking he's a fucking problem.
What's wrong with me?
It's fine. You're fine.
Wait a minute. You're having a bottle of wine every other day?
No, not every other day. I would say, well, it depends, because I bought a 1.5 liter.
That's another stereotype. Black guys don't like wine usually, do they?
No.
See, he cracked another one.
Another one cracked.
Another one cracked.
I don't like beer. I don't like malt liquor.
Well, malt liquor, that's, yeah, right. Or do you like Hennessy?
No.
When you smoke cigarettes,
strictly
do you like menthol?
Wine. Where the fuck you get cigarettes from? I don't smoke cigarettes.
I know, but if you do you smoke menthol?
I would guess. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, me too.
He does. Yeah, I guess that too.
I feel like if there was a bunch of cigarettes on the ground, they're like, pick one now. He would just grab the Newport instinctively and
wait
know how
minute,
to smoke.
You smoke spirits, right?
He smokes American spirits,
What of it?
Menthol.
Yeah. No.
No?
No, he smokes the regular ones.
Oh, okay.
You fucking accuse me of smoking menthol, dog. Okay. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Wait, hold on. Let me backtrack for a second. I really do want to know. Did you go to Harry's alone?
With a friend.
Who was the friend?
Grace.
What's she? What is she?
Wait, what's she?
From school?
From school.
Huh.
What?
Is school done? When is school done?
It's fucking November. It's of course not done.
I don't know when they're done with them.
You mean for the summer or just
for the
winter break?
Winter break.
Oh.
Isn't this now? Aren't you done?
I'm done December 15. I think.
And when I say school, you're not going into school, are you?
No.
Yeah, you don't have to do that.
No.
I thought she graduated. Am
from
I
college?
Oh, you're in college now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, she's in college now. So we went from rice to dog. Is that it?
For you?
For Asians, yeah.
Rice, dog.
Yeah.
Driving badly.
You are a bad driver.
Me specifically or my people?
You specifically. Your people.
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
We're
put
just
that,
doing stereotypes.
I wouldn't put that on my people, though. That's just
horrible. You are horrible driver. Like, you're the only dude I've ever seen with duct tape on his bumper. It's just, bro, this guy would pull into the Comedy Store parking lot like, what the fuck, Bobby? Like, this guy. And then if his car get fixed, it's fucked up the next week. I'm like, 100%. How the fuck did this guy?
You don't give
doing,
a shit
Bobby?
About you. He just doesn't care about cars. You don't
remember
care about
when
cars.
I used to clean out your car? You used to pay me.
You know, I'm done with you pointing at me.
No. This guy's inside his car,
done,
people.
I'm done with the pointing, bro.
I'm gonna tell y'all something bad.
Okay,
friends.
Go ahead.
This guy's car is the dirtiest shit you would ever fucking like.
What's in it,
dude? It's too much.
Yeah.
Dude,
he's going off. I don't like it.
I love
cigarettes.
BetterHelp.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey. On this show.
We love this.
We love this because we're big about mental health. Bob and I both have mental health issues. We talk about it pretty openly.
As an adult, I find life to be far more comforting, and there's more of a direction when I'm doing BetterHelp and I'm doing online therapy.
Yeah. The online therapy is, for me, it's the way to go. I don't like going into offices. I'm not a big fan. And BetterHelp, they assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. That's what they do.
It's not a crisis line, guys. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online.
Yeah, they got a broad range of expertise. May not be locally available in many areas, but the service is available for clients all over the world.
BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed.
Yeah, and you can log into your account anytime, anywhere you are, send a message to your counselor. And it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. Financial aid is also available if you need the help. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today.
Visit BetterHelp.com/badfriends. That's Better H-E-L-P. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional.
That's right. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Bad Friends listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends. 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/badfriends.
Hello, Tushy. Doc. My butthole, you could eat an egg off of it because it's so clean because of Hello Tushy. Bidets have changed my life.
Same.
And him and I, right, we installed a Hello Tushy here at the office.
Yep.
We have them at home.
Have you used it at the office?
Never.
Never. He's never used it.
You know what a bidet is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's incredible.
It's incredible. Anyway, Hello Tushy is affordable.
Yep.
It's easy to install.
Easy.
Right? And is a life changer.
And let me tell you something. It's the holidays. Give it as a gift. This is a great gift, especially for someone that you know uses too much toilet paper and has a dirty ass.
Yeah.
You got to wash your ass. They wash your butt with fresh water. It's way cleaner than toilet paper. You simply spray and pat dry, and it attaches to your existing toilet. There's no electrician, no plumber needed. It installs in less than 8 minutes.
It's so easy, guys. It cuts down on your TP use by 80%, saving money and paper waste.
That's incredible. Join the millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now who take care of their Yule logs the dignified way, huh?
Give the gift of a clean bum to yourself or your loved ones this holiday season and get 10% off plus free shipping right now at hellotushy.com/badfriends.
Hey, tag us at HelloTushy on social media so we can celebrate your clean butthole. That's HelloTushy.com/badfriends for 10% off and free shipping.
Just smells like ass and feet and diarrhea and fucking just...
Diarrhea?
Wait, I'm not finished.
Not just shit?
I'm not fucking finished.
You went from shit to diarrhea,
shit.
Dude? All right, diarrhea.
I'm not finished.
All right, go ahead.
The zoo. It's every fucking bad smell combined. Fucking fish tacos after they've been left outside for about 2 months. It's just like, your car stink, bro. Like, that shit used to be like... Okay.
No, Bob.
I was a little angry. I was just a little angry. My bad.
Did it hurt your feeling?
It hurt. This is aggressive.
Rudy, is any of that stuff true? Does the car smell?
Yeah. It smells like poo and it's just really dirty.
But not diarrhea, though.
Regular poo.
I said poo.
Thank you.
Yeah, just regular poo.
Yeah.
Doc, you're exaggerating with the diarrhea part. Just regular poo.
Regular poo, dude.
Yeah, it's nothing insane.
Yeah,
it's not runny shit.
Yeah, just... and like fish tacos have been out for a month. You know what I mean? Maybe a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A month?
But how many days in a week, though?
Every day.
Every day.
So you don't know which one is. Yeah. Anyway, so we got that bad driver I am.
Yeah, bad driver you are.
Bad at math. What guarantee?
Oh, so you're the
opposite.
I can't
even add.
What?
I can barely add.
8 plus 12.
What'd you say?
Yeah, it took him too long.
8 plus 12? 20.
Okay, yeah, but you'd said the, what did you say, just to pause to get to the math in the head. 14 times 6.
Yep, 14 times 6?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Does anybody know real fast? 240.
84.
No. What? 84.
84.
Pete.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks,
Pete. Could you have got that?
No.
Yeah. Thank you.
What else?
Bad at math.
Andrew, I know.
What?
Pixelated.
Pixelated.
Yeah. Is it pixelated?
What's pixelated?
Your dick, your cock. Because every time you watch Asian porn, it's all like pixelated around the cock. It's fuck. I just asked a question. Okay. Can I get an answer? That's all I want is an answer.
I'll give you a fucking answer. This is still my show, friend. I'll give you a fucking answer, okay, all sure. Right?
Can I tell you something privately?
They do pixelation in post, fuckface. Oh. It's not like a normal thing that occurs when we pull down our pants. Okay. It's just us being pixelated.
Okay, my bad.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
When he said that, I understood.
I understood it too.
But first of all, you should have been more offended. That's Japanese penises. Oh.
There we
He's
go.
Korean. Japanese people do have weird pixelated vaginas and pussies. Okay. But Koreans don't.
Okay, my bad.
Thank you.
But I'm learning.
Asian stereotype, small penis thing. You do.
Average?
No. I do think you have a small penis, but it's not embarrassingly small. It's small like it's supposed to be. Your penis is just as big as it's supposed to be. So average for you, yes. For grown men, no, I don't think. You joke about it.
My gut. Can I tell you what my gut says?
What does your gut say?
My gut says, get the fuck out of here. My gut's saying, leave now. All right?
We just begun.
I know we just did. Okay? That's why I'm staying.
I'm having fun.
I know you are.
And Doc is doing it.
Doc is out of control.
He's drunk as fuck.
I know. I love
drunk,
it.
Fellas. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so, but you do. Okay,
all right,
so,
small dick. I got that one.
Fine.
Let's move on.
But we did say yes to that.
No, I don't want to. I'm not signing off on it.
Say yes.
I'm not going to say yes on it.
Please say yes.
Just to move on?
Yeah.
But do I have to mean it?
You do.
Yes.
Okay, good. Is that the last stereotype that we can think of for Koreans? Do you know any? Take your time.
Yeah.
They're not listening.
We have the capability of editing out 30 minutes of silence.
I just know for Koreans, they're usually handsome.
So does Bobby break that stereotype?
Absolutely.
That's preposterous.
Get on the thing, Jules.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, go back to the mic. Interesting that you say that. What are you doing right now? Why do you keep looking down?
Nothing.
Put whatever you have knives?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm going to back off a bit. But I'm going to back off a bit. And this is not something that you can go crazy with knives for, right? Okay. But what are you saying that Koreans are generally good looking, but Bobby Lee is ugly?
Not the same level.
Hmm.
Yes. I'll agree with it.
So you're going.
Yeah, I thought about it. Why not? I fucked it up. I think I fucked it up.
Like, who are some handsome Korean men?
Well, if you look at, like, I think she's referring to the people that are in
K-pop.
Or it just in people that are visually seen in the public, I guess. So you're comparing me with, like,
BTS,
John Cho, these types of people?
Okay. Jet Li.
Jet Li. Jet Li. Also Korean women.
Yeah.
Hot Korean men. I mean, wow.
Is that Bolo? No, that ain't Bolo. Remember Bolo from Enter the Dragon, Bruce Lee?
Oh, no? Bolo. Yeah. Okay. Is that all the stereotypes?
I think that's it.
All right. Do me?
Let's go Jules. White's hard.
White's very hard because
whites are very hard.
What is that?
He thinks he really genuinely believes in his heart. I know this guy. He generally believes in his heart that he's better than us.
Only in America.
I know, only in America, right?
Only in America.
Because and I can walk around and people go, hello, friend. And I go, hello.
Only
and
in America.
And they go, excuse me, do you know how to, can I have directions? And I go, I will give them to you. You know, and I can walk freely. And then cops are like, sir, you were speeding. I'm like, I'm sorry. And he's like, get out of here.
Right.
Yeah.
But in Afghanistan, though. Woo-hoo-hoo!
No, none of us are going to fucking Afghanistan, man. Dude.
Nobody walks around?
No.
Yeah, but a fat Korean dude in Afghanistan? Fuck, man.
I'm just trying to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to find bro, some, bro, trying to bring him
do
down a little bit. He's on his
say whatever that comes to mind.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
Let it fly.
Let it fly.
Good.
So, what kind of wine do you have in there?
Pinot Noir.
This motherfucker likes barefoot Pinot Noir.
Get it.
All right, let's do Jules. What about Filipinos? You know the most.
I know a lot. So they're great performers, singers.
Yeah.
The dancing's off the scale.
And you can do almost none of that.
She can't sing or dance.
Well, no, the singing at the beginning of the episode was good. Can we hear let's hear a little bit more Harry Styles. Let's hear it. Ready? Go.
We'll be fine line.
Yeah.
We'll be all right.
Sorry about that to the listeners.
If I bought that song off of iTunes, I'd do an instant refund.
What were you saying? We'll be fine
line.
We'll be fine line.
We'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, you can't
sing.
She's
drunk, too.
Yeah, she's drunk.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Okay, can't sing. You can't. Can you dance? No.
No. Box?
Can you box? That's big. Filipinos are huge boxers. No?
There's one guy that's good. What sucks about the Philippines, one guy is good.
Yeah, but he's so
and
small.
I know, but everyone goes, you know, Manny Pacquiao.
He's one of the greatest of all time.
I know, but it doesn't necessarily mean that, like, everyone can do it.
I don't know. Mike Tyson is probably the best of all time, and... You know, black guys are pretty good at fighting.
That's right. You're right.
Okay, so what else for you? A lot of men are actually women. Really? And actually, a lot of women are actually men.
But I'm not a guy.
I understand. I think their views on...
Gender?
Gender and LGBT stuff and all that stuff is more evolved.
But wait a minute, though. Are the Filipino people cool with it, or is it just...
They are. They're more accepting. Like, if you were a guy and you're walking down the street wearing a dress or whatever...
They leave them alone.
I think so, yeah.
Do they? People don't bother people like that?
Yeah, you always see a guy like wearing really short shorts that you can almost see.
His penis? Yeah. They call them lady boys, right?
Yeah.
Lady boys.
So when we went to the Philippines and we did my talent show there in Cebu, we had a category that was like other. So it could be anything.
Right, can be non-gender.
So we had a lot of, Jules was there. We had a lot of people that were from that community perform.
Right.
And they were the greatest performers I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They light themselves on fire. They just gas, like, they don't give a fuck. They'll jump over a wall.
I'm sure like the bigots love that. They're like, yeah, you should light yourself on fire. No,
but they are, dude, and I'm pitching a show. You know I'm doing that, right?
Yeah.
Where it's a talent show in the Philippines. And yeah. I'm going to fly out two other comedians to be the judges.
Yeah, I'm right here.
You want to go?
Why wouldn't I go?
Joe Coy would be better.
You said two others. Who's the other other?
Someone else, but like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Joe Coy would be better.
What is he?
Filipino.
Okay, oh, Joe Coy, and then who else? There's not another Filipino.
Probably a girl, like Miss Pat or something. It would be fun.
I get it.
Okay. Anyway, so what is there anything? is there anything else?
What are the stereotypes?
I'm trying to figure out.
Well, you know Filipinos more than anything. You've lived with them for years. You are Filipino partially.
They feel comfortable walking around with no shoes. No is that shoes? A thing?
Yeah. She loves it.
She loves no shoes.
Do white. Do me.
Okay, do white.
Or Irish or Italian.
Well, white. So you guys like to wedge yourself in other people's situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
The best at it.
You're the best at that.
Yeah.
So that's a check.
Check.
Right. You like to outwardly say your inner thoughts.
I feel uncomfortable right now.
Right. Whereas a lot of these things you should just keep to yourself.
I gotta let it out.
I know. You don't, but anyway.
Yeah.
You don't. Okay.
Okay.
So those are two checks?
Pop up.
All right. Number three. You like to pretend, right, that you care about poor people, and at times you're philanthropic and giving, but it's all to serve your own ego.
That's right.
You are.
Does that hurt?
Cut the shit, Bobby. That's too nice.
What?
Can I tell you something?
It's too nice.
Oh, he wants to do the real stuff.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What? Go ahead. Give me the real
stereotype. No goddamn rhythm, fucking horrible in bed. Like, hey, are you? No, I ain't going to say horrible in bed, but you know. You know, barely average cocks. It's all over the place, Bobby. This is.
I was going to
Where you
get
been?
Oh,
you
I don't. I don't.
It's all right. You was kissing ass.
Dude,
to me.
If I'm
like,
an investigator. If I'm an investigator, right?
If we going to go hard.
Look, listen, if I'm interrogating.
This is good cop,
fucking,
black cop.
Yeah, if I'm interrogating, right? A murder suspect, right? My first question isn't about the murder. Right? I want to get into, like, you know, so where were you July 12th?
Well, you need to warm up to black people.
Right. But you know what? Can I say this?
You do massage the witness a little bit better.
What do you mean?
You massage the witness. If in, a,
in the
you
beginning,
be
you don't
really,
go straight
you would
to
be
murder.
Really good.
I think I'd be good.
You would, you'd be like, what have you been up to lately? Yeah, you'd really kind of dig
in. I would even go.
And Doc's like, you a murderer, bro? He'd ask
right away. Let's say you're a murder suspect. I think the first thing I was like, oh, cool sweatshirt.
Yeah, I'm a murder suspect.
No, you wouldn't bring the murder object in the fucking. You're not going to. There's blood on it and fucking evidence. You're not going to walk in like that.
What do you want to know? Dripping with blood down my hand.
Well, you know, 15, we found 15 school kids, you know what I mean? Stabbed with these little knives.
Yeah. I heard about it.
Yeah.
Heard about it.
And you are in possession with one.
Oh, no. I was doing a school project myself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What's the blood?
What? My blood.
May we have that to do DNA testing?
This is my scissor.
Get it. They would grab it.
You would at some point.
Yeah, we would.
But what if I just put it up my ass?
I'm sure they have the technology.
Good luck getting that up. I fart it right back out.
Right. I would wedge it out of your butthole, right? Put it in one of those bags.
Yeah.
And that would just go to
any DNA spot.
Yeah.
Wait, investigate me like I'm a real murder sergeant. Let's see how he would do it versus how you would do it.
All right, so we're both coming in.
You're both cops.
So what is he accused of?
And Rudy is a cop too. She's in there.
So there's us three are in there.
No, it's not accused. There's a murder, and you have to figure out if I did it.
Yeah. I understand that, but who are you to the murder?
This is what you're trying to figure out.
All right.
And
so
you said he was better than me, Tino.
All right, so we walk in.
I'm arrested and I'm at the table.
I have
to
do a thing where I walk in with you guys.
You guys all walk in.
I have to do a thing where we walk in together.
You go walk in together.
All right, so let's walk in together.
Bang, boom. You're not walking in, right? You're going to stay.
Yeah,
okay,
she's
good.
She's already in there.
She's in the room.
She's like the, she does the notes.
They don't have any of those in there. At the fucking time. A stenographer. She's a stenographer inside the jail cell. I want my phone call. I want my fucking lawyer.
All right. Hello?
I want my lawyer. I want my phone call and I want my fucking lawyer. Right now. This is unconstitutional what you guys are doing to me.
Hi, so I'm Detective Chul.
Hi, Detective Cho.
And this is Detective Jackson.
Juan. Detective Jackson. Juan Jackson.
Juan Jackson. Detective Juan Jackson.
Good to meet you, Juan.
We asked him to change his name, but he wouldn't.
You know, you don't look like a Juan.
I know. It's a little confusing.
Well, you know, don't worry about that. Hey, you're the one being questioned.
Hey.
All right, Juan.
Relax.
How do you spell Juan? W-O-N? Is that it?
We got a smart one here, Bobby. Smart mouth.
Who's Bobby?
I mean, Cho. What's your last name again?
We've been working together for 30 years.
Do you not know each other?
Did you hit your head and had a brain aneurysm?
I apologize. What's your last name again?
Well, it's Cho.
This is Cho. Officer Cho.
Detective Cho. Okay.
I remember
you
when
went
he walked
to my
in.
Wedding. Okay. And you were my best friend, but this is. Are you okay? Do you need to step out? Do you need to step out for a second?
Let me just.
Oh, you got it?
Let me gather myself.
Oh, no, stay here.
Okay.
So,
By the
Mr.
way,
McGivens.
I'm using this in court to say that the interrogator doesn't know his partner's name and he's out of it. And he's drunk on fucking wine. I'm winning this case immediately.
Already. Yeah. We're fucked.
Not going to do anything.
Mr. McGivens. Mr. McGivens. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Detective Cho.
Charlie McGivens.
Hello, Charlie.
Yeah.
Nice sweatshirt.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Where'd you get it?
At Zanies.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You like comedy?
It's an insane asylum.
Oh, it is.
It is.
It's a clever name.
Yeah.
Where's this insane asylum?
Right here in L.A.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that? It's in San Asylum?
Let me tell you something, cop. What do you want to fucking know?
Anyway,
I'm
your
not
wife.
Playing games.
All right, so July 12th, where were you that day? Do you remember? It was a Thursday?
It's November fucking 20-something. How would I know what I was in July?
All right, so
where
anyway,
were you in July?
In July?
Yeah.
I'll tell you where I was on July 12th.
Where?
Don't
Officer, look at him.
Officer Jackson and I got a call that a woman was chopped into 3,000 little pieces duck food.
What?
Yeah, somebody chopped your wife up to make duck food.
My wife was killed 6 months ago and I never knew about it?
What?
What? Shut the fuck up, Jackson. What'd you say?
Jackson.
You already know this, Jackson. Jackson, you already know this.
Good cop.
He's acting as he has no idea what's going on.
Another episode of Good Cop, Black Cop.
Right.
Good cop, black cop.
What? So anyway, okay. We found your wife's remains by the lake.
Yeah, I want you guys to find the killer. Why am I arrested?
Because on every little piece of your wife,
right.
We found a fingerprint.
Really?
Yeah, on every little piece.
And whose fingerprint?
Yours.
Do you know why? She's my fucking wife. We live together.
Right, but my point
it was
is
dead
that-
body.
Huh?
It's on her dead body.
Yeah, she was alive. At one point, I was hugging her and kissing her. She's my wife. And then someone killed her. That's why my fingerprints are on her.
That's a very good argument. But we also found brain matter.
Yeah.
There's fingerprint marks on the brain.
What about
so
the
how
blood
did you
what?
In the back of your trunk? What about that, huh?
We'll get to that in a second, Jackson. Can we go to the brain?
What about the?
Can we go to the brain first?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Jackson,
In fact, Jackson,
did you guys come in with a plan, Jackson? Because really, Jackson's really sabotaging all
Who's
this.
Who's doing the interrogating here, us or you? Be quiet.
I'm so sorry.
All right, Jackson.
This guy is something else.
Shut the fuck up, Jackson.
Mr. Charles.
Mr. McGivens, I'm so
How
sorry.
How quickly would he be kicked off the force?
I know. Can you wait here for a second? I'm going to go get a different partner.
Go ahead.
All right. So we leave. We come back, right?
New partner.
You're still there in the room. So Mr. Jackson's still in the room because he is a detective, right?
Yeah, fucking
but I brought Detective Origami.
Oh.
Here.
Hi, Miss Origami.
Yeah, so, hi.
It's Miss, not Mr.
I said Miss Origami.
You said Mr.
I didn't.
I think we shouldn't be hung up on that one point.
I'm trying to get you guys to catch a murder and you've arrested me for no reason.
Well, that right there, you're getting her name wrong. Proves that you killed your wife.
Oh, yeah, Detective Jackson.
Jackson's off the charts.
You're out, yeah. You're on probation. You're on probation. All right. Don't drink next time. Anyway, so July 12th, you have no idea, but we found fingerprints on every, even inside of her body, the remains.
Yeah.
How is your fingerprint on, like,
inside of her body?
Yeah.
How do you love your wife, sir? You've never put your hand inside of your wife's body?
Yeah, but I haven't stuck my hand inside her brain.
Well, then you guys don't know really how to love each other then. That's real love.
If that's real love?
That's real love.
Oh.
I feel like you have got no evidence. You've got no case.
Anyway. Well, anyway, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot.
No, we're not done.
Yeah, we're done.
No, we're not done.
I'm getting a new staff.
Wait, let's see what Jackson.
I'm firing the two people I'm working with.
Let me see what Jackson. Let's see what Jackson has to say.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Officer
Jackson. Now we're in court.
We're in court.
He asked you the day and the time of the crime. Where were you?
On July 12th? Do you know exactly where you were on July 12th? That's insane. How could I know that? I don't know. I can tell you in the month of July, my wife and I were both getting back from Hawaii. I had to go on a business trip. I have tickets to prove all that.
You said the month. We asked you for the day. See what I'm talking about? That's why you got to dig deep. You got to dig deep.
Jackson.
Because this guy.
Jackson.
Knows he's. Okay. You okay. So you was on a vacation.
We were in Hawaii
Namaste,
together.
Namaste.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Calm. Serenity okay. Now.
Yeah.
Jackson,
yeah.
You're on probation.
Can you let me do what I do?
Him in this fucking wig is killing me.
I all right, go ahead, catch Jackson. Criminals every day. Mr. Chow. Or is it? Cho.
So where were you?
You said the month.
Yeah, in the month of July.
But we said July 12th.
We got back from Hawaii the end of the first week.
He started.
End of the first week in July. Maybe that was the 4th or the 6th. And we were home the whole time together.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she was killed.
Very good, Jackson.
Very good, Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm telling you, on the 12th, we were together that day. I went to work as I always do. I came home and she was murdered. I told you guys that in the report.
You came home and she was murdered.
That's exactly what I said, Jackson.
He's guilty. He's done.
I'm sorry, Jackson.
Did you hear what he said?
Right.
I'm sorry, Jackson. He came home and she was murdered.
Jackson, this is America, not the Ukraine. I mean, we have different ways. We need evidence.
Okay. Your Honor, he says he was home and she got killed. He is guilty.
Yeah, he'd be the worst detective, I think.
One of the worst of all time.
Of all time.
I thought I did pretty good.
Ship Station!
Hey. Ship Station.
Are you shipping stuff? Then you should use Ship Station.
If you're selling anything online, guys, yep. Ship Station is the thing for you.
That's what we've been using here at the show.
Yeah.
To ship out stuff that you get from us, like Bottoms of Turtle Island shirts or I'm a Bad Friend tees. You've got inventory to manage, orders to fill, and a growing list of stressed out customers checking in twice a day wondering whether those last minute gifts are going to arrive in time. Ship Station is going to take care of that for you. We love it because it's simple and easy to use and we save money.
Yeah, and with more people shopping online every year, the added holiday stress doesn't help.
Yep.
ShipStation makes shipping the easy part of running your online store so you can get back to doing what you're passionate about, growing your business.
That's right. Import orders from every sales channel, Amazon, eBay, Etsy, your own website, automate just about any shipping task, all from one easy-to-use dashboard. So it's not only easy, you can also save money. 98% of companies that use ShipStation for a year keep using it for as long as they're in business. That's incredible.
It also works with all the major carriers, international and local, including FedEx, USPS, and UPS.
That's right, baby. So make this holiday season a little brighter with ShipStation. Use our offer code BADFRIENDS to get a 60-day free trial, 2 months, just enough time to handle that holiday rush. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top, and enter the code
BADFRIENDS.
ShipStation.com.
Make ship happen.
Bespoke Post.
You guys, for Bespoke Post has a thing called the Box of Awesome.
Yeah.
And what it is the best Christmas gift you probably can give to anybody.
All right. So Bobby got me a Box of Awesome, which I thought was very cute and sweet. And I got a garment bag. You want to bring it to me? Bring me the garment bag. Box of Awesome is this incredible thing where it's got a collection for every part of your life.
Uh-huh.
You take this quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers are going to help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every single month across different categories. It's free to sign up. And then it only costs $45, but it has over $70 worth of gear
that's
inside.
Incredible.
Thanks, George.
Yeah.
Look at this. Bobby got me this. It's blue because that's my favorite
of
color.
Course.
And this is very nice of you. This is very thoughtful. I don't own suits, but I do like to put shirts in here.
Yeah, that's why I got it for you.
I know, because I
your
travel.
Your shirts are so wrinkly.
Because I'm a wrinkly boy.
Yeah.
That's right. But plus, each Box of Awesome, you're supporting a small business. 90% of everything that comes in your Box of Awesome is from a small and upcoming brand.
Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's boxofawesome.com, code BADFRIENDS for 20% off your very first box.
It's just, I don't know this man that's sitting in front of me right now.
Doc?
Yeah.
He's confident.
No, this is unlike him.
Why?
Because he's usually quiet to himself. You know, he's sort of like
this
that.
This is black magic. He's come alive.
I know, but I've known him for 20 years. I've
Bobby's
never seen him like this before.
World. He's drunk.
Bobby's World. Bobby's World.
Oh my god.
You feel what? That shit?
He was pumping himself up in the car. He's like, I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna fuck.
Did you drive here?
Yeah, I'm not drunk, dog. This ain't no fucking.
Please wait like 30 minutes before you drive home.
No, I'm not drunk. For real.
You buzzed a little bit?
No.
Okay.
I feel like I'm being interrogated again. You feel that shit?
I feel like you're not being honest.
I'm being honest too. I wouldn't play with y'all like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Okay.
It's been a heavy episode.
This episode has been interesting.
It's been wild, weird as fuck.
It's wild and weird.
What is this?
You like it?
I think so.
I think I like it.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a new depth. You go deeper and deeper in yourselves, and you find serendipity. Remember that word?
That's not what serendipity means.
God damn it. You said it's in a... What did you say it mean again? I fucking forgot.
Serendipitous means like something that's kind of universally happening out of pure luck and randomness that comes together. It's serendipity. Like it's serendipitous that Bobby called you that day to be on the show, and it was serendipitous because it worked out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's serendipitous.
That's exactly what I'm telling you right now.
It worked out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Love you, Bobby.
I love you too, little one.
Are you going somewhere for Thanksgiving?
No, I'll be here. I'll be working on Thanksgiving. Well, yeah. I'm going over. I got a Latino family that's been like taking me in since 2000.
Stop.
Wait a minute.
This is something.
You're
that guy?
Hell yeah.
Google,
where I'm from?
Google guy text.
Soy de San Juan de los Lagos, Jalisco. Arriba las Chivas for the East LA compas out there. We do it. EC.
We've lost all control of the show.
I'm sorry.
I love it.
I really like it. I'm telling y'all. Yeah. Y'all feel okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Google man texts woman on accident Thanksgiving. Do you know this story?
No.
Every year this warms my soul.
I want to be warmth.
Young man who was accident. That's Doc. Young man was actually invited to grandma's Thanksgiving as a teen keeps the tradition going. So in 2016, Jamal Hinton and Wanda Dretch, they're still going. So the first two met when Dretch from Mesa sent the text inviting him for dinner, and it was meant for her grandson, who had changed his phone number. Instead, Hinton got the message sitting in class in Desert Vista High School. The two figured out the mistake. They sent selfies to each other, and then she was like, come over to the house. And they're on their sixth year of having Thanksgiving together.
Some random kid?
This young black kid, aww, Jamal, who, and then he goes to this older white woman's house.
Wow.
After Drench's husband died. What?
What the?
Are you all right, Doc?
You all right, Doc?
Excuse me a minute. Whew. A little bit of Terry. Did your brain get down stories like that, Tino? That shit is beautiful. Did you feel the energy off that goddamn story?
I think I told it poorly.
Yeah, I think,
but bro, that's...
I think we entered a different realm.
I mean, I fucked up the story.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It fucking drove him into.
You hit home, bro. You hit home. That's a black kid and a white lady, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Give me a hug, bro.
Wait, what the fuck?
What are you doing? We making strides here, bro.
Doc, we've been friends for a long time.
Yeah, I'm still there, bro.
What is this?
This is fucking...
What's wrong with you
bro,
today?
No,
sit
really.
Down, Doc! Sit your fucking ass down!
Bro, I love this guy, bro. Bro, this shit is like... we bringing the whole fucking... We got fucking Korea.
You go get...
Philippines! I remember... And fucking me and this guy, bro.
Yeah, man.
This is another dynamic. You better feel that shit, bro.
Oh, my God.
Feel it.
Okay, sit down. You, bro? Doc.
Yeah.
You, bro? It's out of control.
I think it's out of control.
Doc, can I? Okay, let's investigate.
Beautiful moment.
Let's investigate, Bob, for real.
Everything he says puts a cringe in my body.
What happened? What happened today? What's going on today?
Yeah,
today,
something happened.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Oh, here we go.
I came here, and I was like, you know what? I love
talking
these
to the
guys.
Mic.
Yeah, I came here and I said I love these guys, right? Love Jules. Love my little Korean brother. Love my little Anglo-Saxon, right? And I said, fuck! It was just the energy today, bro. We was. You don't feel that?
I do.
You don't feel that?
Everybody feels it. I think that we're feeling
I don't know if you want to do it today, but we need to do like a group hug one time just to show.
You hugged me already.
Yeah, but that was just me and you, though. But Bobby didn't get in, and then Jules didn't get in. I feel like.
Doc, come over here.
Okay.
And I'll give you a hug.
Go get
him. No. I said a group hug, Bobby.
No, you gave me a single hug.
Jules
got
to come.
No, Jules doesn't. She steps out of this.
Yeah.
I want my individual hug.
Well, can we do like a contract right now first?
All right.
What do you mean?
Your contractual, because the contract got to be no violation. That's, you understand what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Yeah, be clear.
Well, you know, no cup in the buttocks. No cup in the buttocks. And
that's not how I hug, but all right.
3 second rule. 3 second rule. Pop, pop. See how we were? Well, maybe about me and Tino.
That was 20 seconds
about,
long.
20 seconds.
I get 20 seconds.
Time out.
Fuck.
Time out.
That was 20 seconds long.
I know, but time out.
Doc, you don't understand what 20 seconds is.
It's an eternity. To him, it's an eternity.
Okay.
Doc, but I get the 20 seconds.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you your 20.
The 3 second rule refers to food on the ground.
Oh, that's what it is?
Not hugging. What are you talking about?
I thought it was.
Yeah.
What did you think the 3 second rule was?
It was 5 seconds.
It's 5 seconds. Did you hear Fancy?
Yeah, they do it different in Spain.
Okay, they do it. Okay. All right. So
all right.
Now,
well, go give Bobby a hug.
You got a timer. You got to put this on your phone.
Yeah, I'll do it right now.
Please.
We'll do a timer.
Right. Make sure you
want.
Time,
and you want how long?
So no ass.
20.
No ass cupping. Is that
no,
it?
No cupping. no cheek to cheek. Just plain old.
Fucking specific, man.
Just right. Hold up. Just plain old. You know what, Doc?
All right.
I love you, buddy.
All right, get
let's
over
go,
there.
Dog.
Where are you guys going?
Got right here.
Yeah, in the middle. We'll go
in the middle.
Can you get right here?
Yep.
Yeah, we see you.
All right.
And
I have some rules.
Okay.
I have some rules, too.
Well, what are the rules? Say it in your mic. What are the rules?
So for,
what are the rules?
All right, for me, stand right there. for me, hugging is about chest to chest. So the chests have to be locked in together, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when a spaceship is trying to lock onto another spaceship, that type
you
of thing, where we're locked in.
You know when it fuels? This the fuel cell.
The what?
I mean, not Interstellar.
You didn't see Interstellar, did you?
I saw Interstellar.
You didn't understand it. I can guarantee you that. All right. So anyway, so chest to chest, right? And that's pretty much.
Okay. That's chest to chest.
Yeah.
Can I make it some rules?
Also,
I think chest to chest, nose to nose is how you get a really good hug.
I know that. Nose to nose is a good one.
I think chest to chest.
Yeah, yeah. Chest to chest, nose to nose is good.
I think you guys got to be chest to chest, nose to nose.
No, we touch noses. We touch noses. I'm quarter Eskimo. You know that.
He is.
Yeah, I'm quarter Eskimo. So chest to chest, nose to nose, what else?
Chest to chest, nose to nose.
Yeah, 20 seconds.
And tip to tip.
Yeah.
What is tip to tip?
Yeah. No tip to tip. Tip to tip. I'll throw it in there.
Yeah, please. At
right?
the end.
In the end.
In the last 5 seconds, tip to tip.
I will. Also, can I just throw one last thing?
This is how we hug.
I have carpal tunnel on both hands.
You do.
Right, so I have to do underhooks.
I know that.
Yeah, so I have to do underhook, chest to chest, nose to nose, right? I need underhooks.
All right, 20 seconds. Chest to chest, nose to nose, underhooks.
You cannot start the fucking clock until we touch noses.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, man, I'm not making the rules. I'm just obeying them. I'm not making the rules. I just obey them. Get over there.
I get under both arms. I get both under.
pressure.
Nope. All right. Let's hurry up, man. This is a fucking... Okay.
You say when, Bob. Say when. Chest to chest. Nose to nose. Nose to nose. Nose to nose. Yeah. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. Hold the nose, Doc. Hold it. Ready? One, two. Well, hey, you didn't hold. You didn't hold nose to nose. Okay, go.
It would have been over with.
See? It would have been over with. Ready? One, two, three, go. Hold it. Hold it and feel it, Doc. You're into this love
thing.
Fucking 6 seconds and 6 seconds. I'm starting over.
Dude, if you just went through,
Andreas, you're blocking the camera, man.
You did 6 seconds.
All right, you did 6 seconds. Ready?
Okay.
20 seconds. It's not that long.
20 seconds.
Yes, dude, and you got 6 seconds is all you got. All
right, ready?
Hold on.
I got a show to do, man. We got to go.
We got
to
go.
I have to fly in the morning.
Nose to nose. All right,
ready?
All right, ready?
All right, ready? And...
Man, what the fuck?
Okay, ready?
Ready, one, two... Come on, dude. Give him nose to nose or... One, two, three, go. Okay, it's on. It's going. Hold it, Doc.
No, dick to dick.
No,
dick to dick. Dude, don't give up.
No,
10 seconds.
Ten seconds.
Come on. Don't fuck up, Doc. So close. Don't fuck up. 18, 19, 20. All right, you did it. You did it. That was pretty good.
I don't think that was good at all.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you so much for that.
Doc, honestly, thank you. Did you like it, Bob?
I did like it. That was a pretty good hug. I think the best one I've had in a while.
You hooked.
I hooked it up. Yeah. Thank you so much, bud.
You're welcome, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Rude,
how do you feel about all this shit, Rude? Are you into this? What is that?
Very intense.
Very intense.
Very intense.
She's not.
If I left, hey, Jules, if I left Kalila and I said to you, I'm dating Doc now, how would you feel about it? Would you be supportive if we got married?
Supportive, but I wouldn't go to your wedding.
Well, that's not support. That's the opposite
that's
of supportive.
That's not supportive.
Yeah.
No, but I just make an excuse, but I would say...
Oh, what? You have a commercial audition? What the fuck are you talking about?
She's telling you in advance she has an excuse.
Yeah.
I can't go to your wedding. I'm doing something.
But I support it.
Oh, you support it. Okay.
How do you support it then if you don't show up?
I'll give them a gift.
What gift?
What are you going to give us?
Dildos.
It's a good gift.
How else... You don't like toys? I mean, our marriage is not going to survive on just anal sex alone.
No, you got. If you have, you
we need
have
to.
Something.
We need devices, dude. You know what I mean?
Okay, all right, whatever you say, bro.
I'm sending off emails, and you're like, you're on your belly, you're completely naked. I'm sending off emails. Just listen. Look at me right now.
Dude, I'm trying.
Look at me, Doc.
It's hard to look in your face, right?
We
now.
Have a king size bed,
fucking...
right? Yeah. We get a brand new house,
Cal King,
right? I'm in my pajamas. This is 1 a.m, right? And you're on your belly, completely naked, right? You go, come on, Bob. Right? I go, I got to send out these emails.
Yeah, you're busy.
And he's like, come on, man. Here I am with my little black hole exposed. So I take one of the devices that I get from Jules. And I'm doing emails, but I'm just, you know what I mean? And you're just, I know, you're just, you know what I mean? Chocolate milk all over my hand for some reason. Yeah. And send. Right? I'm doing emails, business.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good. Very good.
Here's the speed that everyone would like in this room. Ready? Everyone in this room would like this. This is the speed of the vibrator. Jules' speed. Ready?
Very good. Bobby, and I press the button.
Bobby speed.
Yeah.
My speed.
Yeah.
Doc speed.
It's my hands are getting swallowed alive, right?
Wow.
It's that little contraption in Dune where it has.
Holy fuck, we're 15.
We're 15 years old.
I'm a child.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
Oh my God.